014. Okay. Simon Chav Zion. Siv Gimel. Haminig Anocho. A proper minig is Musakein to set up the tefillin in different parts of the tefillin. There's the parshios, they're in Batim, there's the Ktsitzos. Not everything has to be the way we look, the Iker Hadin, the way it looks. Haminig Anocho Musakein Shabarto Shaboha Ritzua Overes. The Mabart it's called, through which the Ritzua runs. Teimunechas Litzadak Kosev. That's on the show, right on that side. Bakatzitza Litzadayot. And the Katzitza, which has on it the bias, which has in it the partials, that should be on the other side. So that's that, what? Tzitza is the bias is the actual compartment in which the parshiyos lie. Everything beyond that, on what the bias sits on something, that's called the katzitza. The mabarto is the wider part through which the ritzua runs. Yeah, like a bridge. Mabarto is like a bridge. It goes through. Mishnah Brura. Bakatzitz of the eater, aminiach. Oh, let's say you have a lefty. Sometimes a lefty is stuck without tefillin. He borrows someone's tefillin. The eater, or vice versa. The eater aminiach tefillin mamishenu eater alahepuch vaniyochal haitzer ritzul lekaber kadin. I'm biyalachus. He really has two choices. He can put the tefillin on, and the yud could be on the far side of the body. And the katzitza could be on the other side, right? If you envision, he takes someone else, he takes a righty's tefillin and he puts it on. He takes someone who puts it on his left hand, and he puts it on his right hand. So if he puts it on the regular way, the yud will be on the other side. But he could, you know, what else he can do? He could flip it around, and he could put the mavarta towards the hand, the katzitza towards the shoulder. So it'll be that way, but the yud will be closer to the body. Now, if you look back in Sif Beis, where you said that the yud should be next to the body, and the right? What? Yeah. Right. That's the two ways you can do it. That's zecha nothing. We're talking about in Sif Beis. You said the haminig hanochon is to have the yud closer to the body. In Siv Gimel, he says, Haminig HaNochon is to have the Mavarta on the other side. So these two Minig Nochons can come into conflicts. Right? If you're in a situation. So which is more important? Which is a more important Minig Nochon? That's the question. Again, you could take the tefillin, you could put it on as is, and then the yud will be on the other side, or you could turn it around, and then the yud will be on the right side, but the mavart will be on the wrong side. So which should he pick? The minig nochon of Sif Beis, or the minig nochon of Sif Gimel? So that's what he's telling you to look in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, Haminig Hanochon, the bottom, I don't know, you have the same print. Haminig Hanochon, the Bir Halacha that starts the second Minig Hanochon. Haminig Hanochon, Lesakein. Uvachol Zeh, nevertheless, Mishin who eat there, Vein Varakfil and Shalein who eat there at Lehepech. So, of course, better he should flip around and, I don't know, of course, better he should flip around and put the katzitza, the tzarayod, and the mavarto the other way. The minig nochon of Siv Beis is more chashuv than the minig nochon of Siv Gimel. Why? He says, why? Can he go to Betshuva she was talking about Tzachayim? Why? He says, but Vaday Tov Yoser Mimash Yeniach Kach the Atfilin Samach Lalev and have the Tfilin be next to his body, next to the Lalev, be a Kesher Ayud Chutzalah. Why? Because of a Gros Yosef Beis. Because the Gros writes that Siv Beis is a very, is really a din, according to some feet. It's not just a minik. Even though the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis called it minik nachal, but Dina the Gemara who the perish agonim. According to some Gaonim, according to the Gaonim's chat in the Gemara is saying it, that the Yud should be near the body, and the Tfilin should be on the outside of the body, outside of the Yud. So that's din of the Gemara. That's not a minig. That's a din. Vayim v'chayodim v'shgimel. Vayim v'gimel v'vay hizkah shal meit v'du v'shlus Yaakov. In other words, v'shlus Yaakov is the one that says, if you, no, really, I theoretically, you can take the whole thing apart, take the ritzuah out of the tefillin, and put it in, and everything will be fine. Make it into lefty tefillin. It's not that hard. I mean, it's hard if you don't know what to do. But if you know what to do, it's not that hard. The Chayodim says to do that. Take out the tzur and put it in the other way. And then refashion it. What? Yeah. Take, if you know what you're doing, it's very easy. It's just a slip. Take out the whole tzur, put it in. And put it in the other side. The yud will be backwards. But that's okay if the yud's backwards. You don't even have to take out the yud. Take the tzur out and put it in the other side. The yud will be backwards. That's for sure. Okay, that's what the Chayonim says to do. Huh? You have to have your tefillin on your right, on your left hand if you're a righty, and on your right hand if you're a lefty. That you're not yotze if you put it on the wrong hand. Totally not yotze. It's like he left it in its sack and it's bad. So if you do what the Chayonim says, you'll end up with a backwards yud. But okay, everything else will be fine. But the Bir Halacha says, V'lanias daiti, better to do like the Shlus Yaakov. Oh, no. The Chayonim says to put it in that way. That's the best way. If you can't. Oh, he doesn't talk about the Shlus Yaakov. He says, if you can't, just put it the other way, so the yud won't be near the body. That's all. Chayodim doesn't. I don't know. He didn't think of it. I don't know. He doesn't say the Shlus Yaakov Zaitza. He says redo it, or again, you don't have to redo it. It's not such a big deal. You don't have to take out the yud. You just take out the whole ritzua from the tefillin. It comes out, and then put it in the other way. That's what the Chayodim says to do. If you can't do it, says the Chayodim. Okay, so the yud won't be near the body. What can you do? It's not me'ikir hadin la'alocha. It's according to the Goyin, and the Gemara says to do it. Okay, no. But if your halacha says the Shlus Yaakov is a simple answer, turn it around. Have the mavarta, just do that. Vada is certainly better to do like the Shlus Yaakov, because as we say, Siv Beis is dina the Gemara, according to some Gaonim, says the Gra. And this is mamish just a minute tov to have the ketzitza on the shoulder side and the mavarta on the shoulder side and the ketzitza on the other side. Then he says, you know something? Even if you're easily able to take bafilu, even if you can easily take out the ritzua, like the Chayadon says, he says, I'm not so sure that's better. Who says it's called the yud? Right, if when you're looking at the tefillin, it doesn't look like a yud, it's turned around, so it's a backwards yud, so who says that's called a yud? So I'm not so sure the Bir Halacha says that it's better to do that than to do what the Shlus Yaakov says. So, you know, that's maybe better. So the Bir Halacha is not sure, and he's not compelled. If you don't know how and you're scared to mess up the guy's tefillin, certainly you should do like the Shlus Yaakov. The fact that you'll be putting on your tefillin, by the way, Ashkenaz will start wrapping the ritzuas, that's certainly of no consequence. You know, don't worry about that. That's all.
I don't know if you got to it, but I know there's a meaning that the tefillin should be mamish sticking to the bottom.
The Yud. Yeah, that we learned in a previous Sif. Okay, so that's going to happen.
When you, like the way my children are,
how are yours together? Made. Lately, they just sew it together.
It doesn't have a gid, but it's not his. The strap around the Ma'arta is such that it's mamish locked into the thing. And if you go according to the Chayyarim, you just take it off and do it.
Alright.
The Yud is not. My question is, maybe we already learned it. How is that Ma'arta?
No, the Yud is very chashuv. He says, Yeshli Zohar. The Zohar is very careful about that. It has a Makor, the Gemara. That should stay.
So you don't want to really play with that.
If you don't want to play with that, then do what the Shulchan says. That's another reason not to do what the Chayyozim says. Okay. Siv Dalit. Lo yei dover chotzeis bein tefillin lebesoro. You should not have a chatzitza between the tefillin and your body. According to the Machaber says, we'll learn in Siv Hei that some hold b'di'eved, there's no such din. That's the Rashba Shita. It has to do with the interpretation of various Gemaras. By Big Day Kahuna, it's a Beferish Gemara. But the Big Day Kahuna have to be on the body, there can't be a Chatzitza. The person have to wash yourself off very well. If the Kohanim had a piece of dirt on their body, of Mamoshos, like a grain of sand, puzzle, the whole Big Day Kuna is not good. It's like they're not wearing Big Day Kuna. There's a chatzitza between the Big Day Kuna and their body. So by tefillin, the Mechaber, Paskins, and Sivdala, it's the same thing. You can't have anything on your body. Loshno shal yod, loshno shal rosh. Now we're not talking about where the ritzuas are. We're talking about where the bias sits on the head and where the bias sits on the yad. We're not talking now about the ritzuas. As the Ramah goes on to say, Agovadavka Batfilin, the bias itself, maybe the whole Katsitsa, that I don't know. Avo Beritsuas Ein Lahakbit. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, that's not so posh. Many say that the Ritsuas, where they maintain the Tfilin on the head or on the hand, meaning the Ritsuas that are around the head, so they're maintaining the bias and the ritzua here, right, when you make the knot. Some say that you do have to be makbid, there shouldn't be a chatzitza there. Mishnah Berurah. Lo yehei, t'chsiv al yadecho, b'tfilin sherol k'shiv b'nei necho. Dover chodin, he's a golden one, even a little chatzitza. Even with a live louse. Yep. Now, what do you mean even? Because they're on the body. There's a svara called Haina Revise. That's the place where it's found. So it's not called the Chatzitza. So alive people used to have kinim. People have kinim. Kinim grow on the body if you don't wash yourself off. If you're dirty, kinim like dirt. So there's a svara that it shouldn't be a chatzitza. Like if a fly lands on your body, or a fly is not Haina Revise. There's a svara of Haina Revise. That's the place where it belongs. That's its natural place. So it's not a chatzitza. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not like that. Certainly the chatchili should make sure there's not even a kina chaya on your body. Akuponim a kina meso, certainly a dead kina. You know, what's worse than finding a worm in your apple, right?
Yeah.
Finding a dead. Nochon lizor, you shouldn't. Nochon lizor, you want to be the evidence, what should he do if he has legs? He should take a bath.
Yeah, but this is
no? You want to know if he should make a bracha? You're the plakalacha. Mishnah Berurah says not only zohar. You want to be the yevet? I'd say you should put on without a bracha. Akoponim, and certainly he shouldn't have dirt on his body. Dirt means mamosha's dirt, something of substance. I don't know. V'al ken yesh noyeg and lirchatz mokom anochas tefillin. You should make sure it's clean. Again, we're not talking about dirt that's a smudge. We're talking about actual dirt. What? Okay. we're talking about where the bayah sits and where they. Okay, yes, yes, that's the din. And now you. Okay. Because of the Sefer Avid Hazab, near the Masher Ritzuah, Chaitzetzel, Lefamim, Bein Tfilin, Lebesara, the way some people put on Tfilin, the Ritzuah is Chaitzetz between the Tfilin and his Basar. Lo Mikri Chatzitza, the Min Bemino Eino Chotzetz. There's a svar about the same kind, the same substance is not a Chatzitza. So the Ritzuah is leather, so it's the same substance as the Bayus, so it's not Chotzetz. Some say that svara. The Malabushev svara shetakti liyobus of cotton yud mashma the nachal chatchil lakmer b'zeh. Not to put on tefillin that way. I think the Lubavitch was put on tefillin that way. Some people put on tefillin in a way that the ritzua ends up cutting under the bias. So he's saying maybe it's not a chatzitza, but you shouldn't do it. Loishma shal roish. Now you're going to learn why you have to take a short haircut. They have what we call chups. They grow their hair. You see, so they put it up like in waves. So that's a chatzitza with tefillin. It's very possible a chatzitza. Well, about you, there are shechets for gaidla. It's not nice. It's not appropriate. But I am, yeah, but yeshma no chas tefillin. You can get messed up with your tefillin. You got these guys, they have like the wavy hair, and then they fold it back even, and they have like two layers. So sometimes, some people just grow their hair long. That's one thing. Some people, though, comb it, and it sits in like a wave on top of the head. What? So that's a nazir. So again, a nazir. So that's why I said there's two types of long hair. If you have natural, if your hair's long, or Hashulchan and many others say it's not a problem. And one of their rayas is from Nazir. You know, very good point. Nazir, where's Philip? He has very, very long hair. But once you start playing with it and putting it in its not natural place, then you have a problem. So that's what the Hashulchan paskins. As long as the hair is in a natural place, then it doesn't matter. Sometimes you have people, even not with a chub, you have people cover up bald spots. They have their hair like over here, and they grow it very long, and then they like move it to the front of the head, and they like make it like a natural little wig, so to speak, to cover up a bald spot. That's a big problem with tefillin, because the hair, long hair that's not in its natural place, is very possibly a chatzitza. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. If it's not in its natural place. So if you comb it and you put it, you know, you got these businessmen a lot of times you see. They have these long and then they wrap it around and they have it sitting over here. It very likely is a very big problem with tefillin. Again, long hair that's in its natural place, the Chashulchan's Mekel, Mishnah Berurah. It's not clear, but Uriah from the nose is a very good Uriah.
What
wig is for sure a problem, except again, if the wig, sometimes it's sewn to the scalp, it might not be a problem. It might be like part of your body. What? What?
You have a choice
in that. I don't know if you should do it. Yes, but you should do it. So the Mishnah Berurah's mashma, just if it's very long, you got a problem. It's not clear. The Aruch Hashulchan says it can't be a problem, it's very long. Because nowhere does it say how often you have to take a haircut if you're wearing tefillin. You have to take a haircut every 30 days or else you got a problem. It doesn't say that anywhere. How are you supposed to know? So that's why he says what he says. Ubalav chatzitzanami, though, even when you don't have the problem with chatzitza, Bishvil Hani Cyrus Hamarubim, Yeshu Litzan, Tim Shumu, Dokun, Menachem Okainakadin. You can't get it to sit tight on your head. It doesn't, you know, you got too much stuff going on up there. So, okay. I think we're going to stop here, even though we didn't even finish the Mishnah Berurah. We'll continue, because we still have to learn Sif Hei, where there's a sheet that it's not such. There's room to be Mekel B'Shas HaTachak Godol. Let's say a person has a wound on his head. He has to have a bandage or on his hand. So we'll learn the makom to be makel b'shasat chagodol.
But right now we'll stop because it's getting late.